Hello, I have another treat for you from Sandy, a beautiful and impressive dragon dismemberment, which it's so interesting, you know, in the shamanic, what shall I say? Maybe I should tell you about this historian of shamanism that I have loved a lot. Mostly when I was still teaching at a university, because he was the first one who wrote a very substantial handbook on shamanism based on all kinds of anthropological sources. And he made shamanism into somewhat of a respectful discipline. Before that, you know, there was this idea by a lot of anthropologists that mostly it was a phenomenon in Siberia. And that people who lived there in the long winters, there wasn't enough daylight, and they went a little crazy and had these strange phenomena happening to them. And so, yeah, for those of you who want to know, the book is by Mircea Eliade, Shamanism, Archaic Techniques of Ecstasy. And he was a wonderful scholar of religions, and so that book is really. If you need an introduction, it's a little scholarly, but it's beautiful. It's full of examples of how shamans all over the world have worked. And in particular, the whole issue about dismemberment and how dismemberment can be an initiation is just so fascinating. Maybe I should read you one paragraph. From a shaman in Siberia who talks about each shaman has a bird of prey mother, which is like a great bird with an iron beak, hooked claws, and a long tail. This mythical bird shows itself only twice, at the shaman's spiritual birth and at his death. It takes his soul, carries it to the underworld, and leaves it to ripen on a branch of a pitch pine. When the soul has reached maturity, the bird carries it back to earth, cuts the candidate's body into bits, and distributes them among the evil spirits of disease and death. Each spirit devours the part of the body that is his share. This gives the future shaman power to cure the corresponding diseases. After devouring the whole body, the evil spirits depart. The bird mother restores the bones to their places, and the candidate wakes as from a deep sleep. So, you know, the book is full with descriptions like this. And you can imagine that I myself, when I became interested in shamanism, and also some of my students were just fascinated by these reports. And I had no idea that one day, you know, I would see quite a bit of this in my own classes and sessions. So I will read to you a dismemberment that took place for Sandy. Just last year, and she has actually had many, but this one I find quite peculiar. I mean, they all are. And Sandy has a little paragraph herself about dismemberment. And she says, "To experience a dismemberment is one of the shamanic initiations that Michael Harner describes in his book, Cave and Cosmos. This journey is one of watching or experiencing your body being destroyed in any number of ways and often being put back together again. These journeys can be very violent in nature, but they are also very healing since the journeyer returns to ordinary reality with a feeling of being more whole or rejuvenated. A dismemberment can happen in the regular course of any journey, or you can intentionally seek out this particular experience. I have experienced a number of dismemberment journeys, and I have never felt any physical pain. I may be different than most people because I'm never really afraid in my journeys, except when I'm underwater. But even then, I'm always very curious about what is happening within any journey. And so now this journey of January 26th, 2019. And here Sandy actually intentionally takes the journey for dismemberment. I'm taking a journey today to request a dismemberment experience. I call upon Buffalo to come to me, to take me to my dismemberment. I get onto Buffalo's back, and away we go. First up into the stars, where he stops, and I get to say hello to all my star friends. Then he shoots off. I'm wondering if we are going to see Imra'an. But I also have thoughts that maybe this is a completely new experience for me. As we go out through the ethers into the darkness, I'm grateful to have Buffalo with me. Buffalo, I wish to be open to whatever you have in mind for my dismemberment experience. We go out through black space, and then all of a sudden we are in red space. All of the surrounding universe around me is red. I get a sense that this is a land of dragons. And soon, dragons are coming from every direction. One grabs my shoulders and plucks me off Buffalo. The others surround it, and we fly off toward a sun and a planet. The sun appears to be as our own, a golden color. The planet is very orange and surrounded by space that is red. The dragon lands and places me on the ground. I'm lying on my back, and he has his talons around my wrists, pinning my arms down to the ground, and he lets out a loud shriek, a dragon shriek. He looks down at me. His eyes are blazing red. Other dragons come, pinning down my legs. A white dragon comes and stands behind my head as I'm lying on the ground, pinned to the ground by these three dragons, one on my arms, one each on my legs, pinning me to the ground. They raise their noses up toward their sun, and they shriek. The white dragon behind my head looks me in the eyes. He looks like Imra'am, but he's not. These are not the iridescent scales or the aged face of Imra'am. Now the dragons start clawing at me with their sharp talons, clawing at my chest, tearing it open, pulling out my heart and tossing it aside, shrieking, slicing with their talons, slicing my stomach, pulling out my intestines, casting them aside, tearing at my legs. I feel no pain, just curiosity as to what they will do. They shriek, heads raised, they shriek, they claw, they pick, they bite and snap at me. The three do this, but not the white one standing at my head. He simply looks down at my eyes and at my face. And then the dragon holding my arms bites out my voice box. He rips it out of my neck and casts it aside. The land here in this spot is quite barren. I'm laying here with my organs scattered on the dusty earth around me. Kidneys are coming out. Liver is coming out. Stomach is coming out. Lungs are coming out. All cast aside. Then the one holding my arms picks me up by the head, just under my jaws, lifts me up and shakes me. And all that's left is skin. little bits of bone clatter out and fall to the ground. I'm simply a piece of skin attached to my head. He shakes me vigorously. Then he throws me over his back like a cape. I'm unable to hang on, but he ties my arms around his neck, and then he flies off upward toward his son. The two that were holding my feet come behind us, side by side, shrieking. The one that was standing at my head stays behind and watches us leave. We go up toward the yellow sun, and the dragon flies around and around it, searing my flesh. The dragon flesh does not burn. Dragons can go very close to heat. They don't ever burn. But my flesh is searing and becoming crispy, crispier and crispier, flaking off in flakes of dry, dead skin, flaking and falling off as I am incinerated. I'm still with the dragon, but I feel only my consciousness is with him, because I don't think there is any body left, as I was burnt and incinerated and flaked away. The dragon seems to have captured my essence in a crystal, which he is wearing around his neck. It happens to be a green crystal with a silver cap on it. Again, he flies around the sun and shrieks. The sun reflects off the green crystal, and I feel an energy coming into my consciousness. I want to say an energy of hope, an energy of pureness, an energy of cleanliness and purity comes into the crystal and gets magnified into my consciousness. Then the dragon takes me back down to the surface of the planet. The white dragon, who had stayed behind, has now formed an entirely new body for me. It looks like the old body, but he made it from the dust of the orange planet. He formed a whole new body for me, complete in every detail. The dragon with the green vial comes down and takes off the silver cap, and out of the green crystal flows an essence that goes into the heart area of the new body. I feel it. I feel myself filling up with essence. I also feel it in ordinary reality. The essence from the crystal vial, the essence of me, goes into this new body. I feel it filling out all of the chakras and all of the meridians, filling with this essence. Then the white dragon seals it all in with a blow of flame across me. He's still standing at my head, but he directs his flame from my head to my feet and down each arm to seal in and ground in my essence. I am directed to sit up, which I do. The dragons are around me in a circle. The white one always stays behind my head, behind where I sit. He puts his talons up on my left shoulder. He blows into my crown chakra, raises his nose toward his sun, and he gives a shriek. The others join in, and they all shriek at once. I can feel all of my meridians opening in ordinary reality. I feel the chi pouring through my body. The white dragon turns me to face him. He touches his nose to my chin in a positive gesture. I thank him, and I hug him. And he puts his big wings around me and holds me close. I begin to cry. I cry into his scales, and I cry and cry and cry, sobbing. The tears of all my past come out in a flood of emotion, a flood of letting go, a flood of purification. Thank you, dear dragon, thank you. Thank you for holding space for me. I turn and face the other dragons, and I thank them as well. Thank you so much for helping purify, cleanse, and rebirth me. ordinary reality. I am feeling so much chi running through my body from my shoulders to the tips of my fingers, all down my torso, down through my legs and out of my feet. Huge amounts of chi. Dear, dear dragons, I am so blessed that you are the ones to give me my dismemberment and rememberment. Thank you so much. Is there anything you wish me particularly to take back from this journey? Any words you wish to share with me? The white one, who I'm still close to, says, just be, just be, just be. Stop trying to force things. Stop trying to push things. Let go and be open to accept. When you let go and are open to accept, then and only then are you free. Freedom is in letting go. Bondage is in trying to force, trying to push, trying to pull. To truly be free, let it all go. Open, accepting, letting go. I feel such peace in my heart at these words. I feel calm, also energized and excited. Excited to see what happens when I let go. These four dragons are very special. I am so glad to have gotten to meet them. I sit nestled into the white dragon's wing as he sits on the ground next to me. Thank you, dear one. Remember us, he says. Remember. Remember. Each time he says that, I feel more and more chi activated in my body. I feel it surging, pulsing through my body. It is so nice to be here with this new body, with this newly refreshed and purified spirit, these new harmonious thoughts, a mind that is going nowhere but to be positive, to be free. Thank you, dear dragons. Thank you for doing this for me. The dragons rise and the white one invites me onto his back. We fly away from the orange planet with the yellow sun and the red universe around it. We come back to the place where the black meets the red. The black universe meets the red universe. And there is Buffalo waiting. Hello, dear Buffalo. Thank you for bringing me here. As the dragon sets me on Buffalo's back, they all hover and look at me. And I thank them. Thank you all so much. The white one and the other three, thank you. Thank you for giving me my dismemberment and rememberment. Thank you for this wonderful healing. I love you. With that, we wave and Buffalo turns to go back through the black universe, back through the stars. He lands in my field and brings me up to my healing room. I get off and give him a hug around his shaggy neck. Thank you, dear Buffalo. It was a wonderful journey. I love you so much. And then Sandy notes, I was very refreshed and rejuvenated after this experience. I was surprised and so grateful to meet these dragons. Being taken apart and put back together again is quite energizing. Wow, what a journey, Sandy, and thank you for sharing it with us. I can feel the chi emanating from this journey, and I hope you also, dear listener, that you could receive some wonderful dragon energy, and also the wisdom, of course, the wisdom of to be, to just be. Bye-bye.